Yeah, if I'm only like 3 feet tall, I'm sorry. If I'm almost 3 feet tall.
There you go. I'm glad you clarified.
Welcome in. Welcome all. What? Fuck off.
Continue.
Welcome. Thank you for choosing this podcast to listen to today. You could have chosen many different things to listen to right now. You could be watching a YouTube video of literally a dude getting beheaded right now. You could do that on Twitter too, I'm sure.
You've probably already seen those.
But instead you chose to listen to us talk about random garbage.
It's the same thing, honestly.
Okay. My name is John. That's Steven. We got Liz.
Hi.
E-Rib.
We have a few special guests.
We have one special guest.
No, we have one special guest named...
It's modern.
Future life. President Alan Stevens.
Okay, I was waiting for him to introduce himself. And then I was going to introduce the others. It's John clacking because he's eating. And then my squeaky chair. It does a squeak as soon as I say that.
That's
okay,
not,
perfect.
That's not a special guest.
Hold on. Now I got to make it squeak because I introduced it. There you go. Squeaky chair.
I'll cough. You'll see.
I'm only introducing them because you're probably going to hear them often throughout this podcast. So if you're into ASMR, but four different types of ASMR.
The bad kind.
If you like squeaky, if squeaky chairs gets you off or people clinking silverware gets you off, then...
ASMR is not supposed to get you off.
Oh, it's supposed to calm you down.
But it can. Am I one of the ASMRs? Are people listening to this for me?
Yeah.
But like sexually?
People listening.
No. We just clarified. ASMR is to calm you down.
Yeah. No one's coming because of you right now.
Okay. That was so gross.
That's good. That's
that was
how
so
I prefer
gross,
it.
John.
Let's see if it was cooked.
That was so gross. You just pulled... gross. Okay. All right. All right. Oh, I can't get it out of my head.
Yeah, so today... we're talking about food mascots that we could be up in a fight before. Also, with future president Alan Stevens,
hello.
We talked about the coolest food mascots. Today, it's specifically ones that we could beat up in a fight. Now, I thought of this as it's fists. I'm not shooting.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with like animals.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's a fist fight.
Yeah.
To the death. This food mascot's encroaching on me, on my home, on my wife and children.
Yeah, they're gonna get
fist fighted to the death.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what food mascot do you think you could be best friends with? It could even be one that you could fight. But what food mascot do you think you could be like, man, that dude's my homie?
They're not on the list because his dry weight is far. His Frankie the Kool-Aid.
Oh,
sure.
Man.
Yeah, Frankie the Kool-Aid. I can see that.
That's a versatile friend right there. He's any color you need him to be.
Racially ambiguous for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to think on this a second. What about you, Alan?
I think I could be friends with the Quaker Oats old man. I'm pretty sure the Quakers were ahead of their time in not being racist. So
I was just about to say, I'm pretty sure the Quakers were indeed not racist.
Yeah, so I think I could be friends with the Quaker Oats old man. He probably spoke like German or something. That's pretty cool.
Dutch.
Yeah, Dutch. That's even better.
Yeah, they were German. Typically Quakers were typically Dutch.
Okay, sure.
The
he
same,
spoke Dutch. He probably
language.
He probably actually spoke shitty English, but I'm friends with a lot of people that don't speak English too good. So, case in point, you guys.
Yeah, I speak English not good.
No good English.
I stumbled over the intro multiple times. You may only hear one stumble, but we'll see.
Well, and then,
I didn't say anything. I
and then Liz was teeing me up for the special guest, and it was just abysmal. But A
Wait,
for effort, I always
say. Wait, teeing you up, or you not jumping in when you were supposed to?
Yeah, because I had no idea what was going on. You didn't communicate in any way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm. I took a that pause was so pregnant, it popped, and you just did not even.
That pause was like a second and a half.
Yeah, it was.
That's
it was
a pretty
terrible.
Pause. That's a missed pause.
Right there.
For sure.
That's
Look,
how long it took.
Let's ask
right
the pumpers.
There.
Pumpers, what do you think?
That's
was I
that
doing it properly or
That's
no?
not that long.
And the special guest is... Right there. That's how long it was. No, see, that and was that forever. Was enough.
No, that was infinite. That was I could have hopped maybe in two there. And a half seconds. But that was much longer.
It was long enough. It was long enough. I have to think. Hold on. Yeah, you can go.
Mine's I'm Frankie still the thinking. Kool-Aid.
Frankie the Kool-Aid. Yeah, I mean, Frankie the Kool-Aid Frankie is the Kool-Aid definitely is the homie.
Absolutely,
he's definitely the homie. You're like, I'd probably be chilling with the Keebler elves because they live in that fucking tree and that's pretty cool. Well, tiny Keebler elf guys. Yeah, but like.
Nah, something about the Keebler elves just like pisses me off.
Why?
I don't know.
Living in a tree.
I just look at them and I'm just like, mmm.
They're cute. They're like the less blue version of the Smurfs.
I mean, you're right. Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe they're knockoff Smurfs and I don't appreciate that.
Why do you have a whole ass lemon up here, bud?
Because I picked it off of a lemon tree.
That's cool. That's a good reason to have a lemon.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I took it from work. I'm waiting for it to finish ripening.
Hold on. I just figured out why I don't like the Keebler elves.
Okay.
It's because it's the whitewashed version of the Smurfs.
Yeah. Absolutely. What were the wet ones called?
What?
They're wet Smurfs.
Snorks?
They live underwater. They're...
Yeah, the Snorks.
There you go. See, go fuck yourself. Asking me, like I'm a crazy person, I gave you exactly the correct information.
Do the Keebler elves use called? Noises to make their cookies?
They're not Keebler gnomes.
I think they do. Yeah, but they're small.
Yeah, they don't have the upper body strength to make those cookies, you know?
Wait, but aren't... No, but you've seen the commercials. They have, like, a small factory in the tree.
Mm-hmm.
It's like building cars for them.
They use sound magic to create that
factory.
Look,
they're just making cookies. It's not like they're making something huge here. It's just cookies. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's... For what they're doing, they do it good enough.
They also make the fudge stripe cookies, the best cookie on the planet.
Yeah, the Keebler cookies are great. So you gotta make friends with the Keebler elves, so you just get unlimited free cookies.
It's pretty good. Have we done a cookie list? I don't think we have.
We need to do a cookie list. All right, young Alan, Mr. President.
Mm-hmm.
You're number 10, please, sir.
Okay. I, Alan Stevens, for President 2036, do not condone violence. But my number 10 is Little Debbie. I could kick the shit out of Little Debbie.
Yeah. Absolutely.
For sure you could kick the fuck out of Little Debbie.
Yeah, like, no contest. I could absolutely obliterate Little Debbie.
I didn't think of Little Debbie.
I also didn't think of a small child.
I don't see her as a threat at all.
Yeah.
No. That stupid bitch. You can kick the fuck out
it's,
of her.
It's on the same like line as Wendy.
Yeah. I have Wendy on my list, though. I do have Wendy on my list. I don't know. There's something about her hair just flipping up like that, unnaturally. She's packing scary. Something in there. It's like a crowbar, just like she's going to pull it out, and then her braids are going to fall.
In high school, so I have one fear. It is getting in the car and someone being in the backseat of my car.
Oh, sure.
It's very scary. That is a terrifying thought to me.
I thought your fear was fucking up cooking a turkey for Thanksgiving.
No, that stresses me out. This is the only fear. This is the fear. In high school, I had a Wendy's bag in the backseat of my, like, the very back of my hatchback, and the reflection of it put the face in the back of my window. I damn near pissed myself in the fucking parking lot of my high school. It scared the absolute shit out of me. Wendy didn't make the list, though. She should have.
Yeah. You could have had redemption.
Jesus Christ.
Just beating the shit out of Wendy for scaring the shit out of
you. You're waiting for her in her car, and she gets in, and you're like, it's time, Wendy. And she's like, Jesus Christ.
I'm not fucking with Wendy.
Wendy's got to be an old-ass woman by this point, though.
I don't even think her real name's Wendy.
No, they keep revamping her. She's immortal, dude.
Okay. Every, like, 5 years. I could not beat up Wendy because she's immortal.
Well, she's not invulnerable. She's just immortal.
Wait, okay, yeah, you can't hype her up because she's on my list. So,
looks like you're getting
your
shit kicked
in. Make up things about Wendy.
All right, before I give my number 10, I would like to call attention to that horrific shooting that happened in Colorado.
Why?
At the gay bar where like 6 people died or something.
It was only 5.
Regardless, in that vein, my number 10 is Twinkie the Twink. It's Twinkie the kid.
Twinkie the
kid. He's got fucking cowboy gear on, but like, you know, I don't condone the beating up of gay people because they are gay, but you could beat up gay people if they're assholes.
Yeah, he would absolutely kick the fuck out of some fucking loser.
I'm gonna kick the shit out of the Twinkie kid.
You're not supposed to call them a gay, but apparently you can call them the gays.
They're the gays, yeah. You're broadening, absolutely.
But you can't call the blacks the blacks. They don't like that.
No.
Twinkie the kid? I didn't even know Twinkies had a mascot. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. If you had known, you would have been like, yeah, I can kick the shit out of this guy.
And it's a cowboy? Of all things, it's a cowboy.
He's a cowboy.
Of all things a Twinkie could be, it's a cowboy.
Lil Debbie got that bang for that Western draw, you know?
I love,
What is this? The Simpsons version?
I love the bit of, in Zombieland, that one dude trying to... He just wants some Twinkies.
That's all he wants.
I don't remember his name. What's that actor's name?
He wants to talk about... Fuck me. Woody Harrelson.
I love Woody Harrelson. Yeah. That dude's a good actor.
He's pretty good. Pretty good. My number 10. Lucky.
Lucky?
From Lucky Charms.
Sure. Yes.
There's no way you can kick the shit out of Lucky.
He's fucking getting away every time.
He's too fast.
He's got magic. He's too fast.
Nah.
Okay, sure. Okay, I win the fight.
No, you didn't beat him up.
No, you didn't fight at all. Yeah.
I thought the rules were this was to the death. He's running away.
Oh, is it to the death?
Yeah.
You didn't beat him up. You didn't beat him.
No. Okay, we can't have.
What the fuck?
No. We have to set rules here. If it's 1v1, you can't run away. Yeah, you have to fight. So in a fight, who would? Yeah. Exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
But still, like, he's gonna be hella fast.
I'm kicking the fuck out of a leprechaun. I'm ripping it in half.
He does have magic though. Like
his magic consists of marshmallows.
And he's lucky.
Okay, but he can fly around on that star.
Again, I'm still kicking the shit out of Lucky. It's not even close.
Okay, but it's going to be work, though.
Sure.
You're going to be winded after, for sure.
I'm not
going
to say it's not going to be easy.
You're going to be exhausted throwing these punches at this little tiny leprechaun.
But it's a small leprechaun I'm kicked the fuck out of.
My number 10 is bigger than a leprechaun, but I still think I can take him. It's a big boy.
Big boy?
First, I'll time him out. You know, he'll be chasing me.
Yeah,
Big Boy, like the restaurant Big Boy.
The burger.
Big Boy.
Yeah, I remember.
That's fine.
I remember now.
He's got like the swirly hair, and he's always holding up a burger.
Yeah, he's retro as fuck.
In his arm. Yeah.
Yeah, you could take him.
I could take him. Yeah, he's wearing checkered overalls.
I've always imagined him as a bitch, so I think he got
it. Like, exactly.
He's from like 1950s, right? That's when men were at their peak power.
But he's a little boy. He's not a man. He's a little boy.
Little boy. He's big.
He's a big little boy.
He's a large, small child.
Yes.
Sure. Reasonable.
Yeah. He's a large, regular-sized child, isn't he?
I thought he was large.
Like, he looks young. Even like the statues that they put outside Big Boy restaurants, he's like 4 feet tall.
I hate the name Big Boy.
The more you say it, the worse it gets.
It's awful.
Yeah.
It's truly horrific.
Well, it's old. It's old. You couldn't name something in 2022 Big Boy. And, like, people not make fun of it, right?
Awesome.
It's like 1950. 1950, you can name things whatever the fuck you want and get away with it. You
you were beating women, naming things whatever the hell you wanted to.
You could have Twinkie the Kid.
Yeah, Twinkie the Kid.
Cowboy. All right, Ellen. Your number 9, please.
My number 9. And they deserve it this time. This time I'm not even going to feel a little bit bad. Little Debbie, I was going to feel kind of bad. But... The Sour Patch Kids? No. I'd fuck up each and every one of them. No remorse.
They can be sweet.
I didn't even think about that.
I don't care. No. I will not accept their apologies.
They're exceptionally conniving. They're going to have like, hell no. It's fist to face. You're kicking the shit out of a Sour Patch.
Exactly. There's nowhere for them to hide.
They're also small.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
They're the size of actual Sour Patch Kids. If it was the size of me, I don't think I could take it, but...
Maybe.
You don't think you can beat a gummy version of yourself?
You just rip chunks out until
it's not like punch, and then it just like goes into them, right?
No.
And then it comes
out? It's like a chewy candy, but wouldn't
their punches also be soft then? I feel like it goes both ways.
No, they're covered in
Yeah, but they could just like encompass me, and I would like fucking asphyxiate.
Oh, like fighting an ooze? Yeah.
They're getting sexual gratification from it?
You are. You're gonna
I eat them and I get the hard on?
Yeah, you're gonna turn him into cum, and you're gonna shoot it out your mouth.
Wait, this is a fist fight, right? You're not, like, supposed to eat them.
You're not supposed to
eat them. All right, we're moving past this. We're talking about fucking fighting food mascots, and Steven immediately is like, just bore him.
You said you're gonna eat him, so I was like,
I didn't say that.
You were talking about getting consumed by this Sour Patch.
Yeah, I didn't say that's not me eating them. That's me not being able to breathe because he punches my face and it goes around my head and I can't breathe.
I don't know. They're not liquid.
My number nine.
What's your number nine?
Is probably the easiest. Probably is not even in it. Definitely the easiest thing probably on any of our lists. It's the Gerber baby.
Oh, hell yeah. I might get you beat.
The Gerber baby's just sitting there going goo goo gaga, and yeah. I'm punting it. It's right? And it's dead. Like, I'm kicking the baby.
Hold on, the baby's dead before
it hits the ground.
The Gerber baby now is like a grown-ass person.
Yeah, it changes every year. There's always a new Gerber
baby. Yeah, but it's always a new Gerber baby.
It's like a Jergens baby.
And it's just like a one-year-old, two-year-old baby.
Oh, like the baby is definitely a baby.
The brand Jergens?
Like the Jergens.
Jergens is a brand, like I just said.
What do they do?
Lotions, powders, skincare in general.
The babies? The four babies?
Did you say four babies?
I said four.
Okay, I was
said four.
Steven, you're a menace to society.
Yeah, no, you gotta stop bringing up four, man. Baby.
Jergens?
Never heard of that in my
You've
life.
Never heard of Jergens?
No. My number nine, easier to beat than a baby, is the California Raisins.
But that's a mascot?
There's a lot of them. Yeah. That's like a...
There's like three, and they sing.
I feel like that's going to be more like a...
But they're like full size, aren't they?
No, it's like a horde in D&D. There's hundreds of them, and sure, you can punch it, but like it only kills like two of them.
I googled California Raisin mascot, and the first thing that pops up are these... Vintage California Raisin figurines that just look like dumps. Just look like big old turds.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, but I feel like these guys are full size, though.
I'm pretty sure they're raisin-sized.
Yeah, they've got to be raisin-sized.
I don't know. I'm looking at this dude in the suit, and he's, he's a little bit bigger than a person.
That's
if
a
I
man
had
in a suit. That was not a
I need more alcohol.
He's bigger than a person, though. Look at that.
Alias, the singing,
he's taller than
some California Raisins.
I'm taller than that other guy, for sure.
Okay.
Going by the law of averages.
Then you're the size of this California
I'm
Raisin.
I'm the fuck out of a California Raisin. I said California, like
you said cauliflower. This Californian.
Talking's hard.
Okay, which one of the four would you beat the shit out of?
All of them. At the same time?
At the same time? I don't know if you could do it at the same time.
I'm kicking the fuck out of that one with the red sunglasses. And then I'm putting his sunglasses on, and then I'm killing all of his brothers with him.
I think I'd take the one with the long nose first, like a carrot, and then snap that in half. It's just snappable, right? Oh, he's a raisin, so it's going to be gooey.
Yeah, they're all fucking filthy, disgusting raisins.
I really want raisins now.
I would kick the shit out of the girl.
So what you have to do is you have to take them like, by
what's
the head and rip them apart.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
What's the son? What's that woman who also does the raisins?
She's the Raisin Maid.
Is that what she's called?
That's what she's called. I considered putting her on my list, but I was like, I'm already beating up Little Debbie. There's no reason to beat up another little girl.
More women should be on your list. Raisin Maid. The Raisin Maid. That's all.
Yeah.
You gotta have a better name than that.
Raisin Maid. Yeah, that is dumb. My number nine is Wendy, so...
No, we've already discovered. Sure. She's immortal. You can't...
No. You can't come up with these rules.
Her dad died. So
also, this
too.
Says the founder named the chain what after his daughter. Here's a picture of who I assume is Wendy. I could kick the
Bullshit.
Shit out of her. I could
Bullshit,
kick the shit out of her.
Bullshit, that's not Wendy. Wendy's been in the commercials. Wendy don't look like that. Wendy ain't even got red hair.
What do you mean she's been in the commercials?
Yeah, Wendy's commercials. Fucking the Wendy's commercials.
So some girl says, I'm Wendy, and you
and
just
believe
her?
The last time I saw a commercial, there was a picture of Wendy on there.
You just believe them?
Yeah.
It had her lower third said, Wendy, such and such, owner, founder, daughter of Dave Thomas.
Wendy Thomas? This is what she looks like now. I could still take
her. Yeah.
Old ass woman.
I could still take her.
Oh, no, that's like a middle-aged woman.
Yeah, I could still
take her. You kick the fuck out of her. You would absolutely kick the shit out of her. You kick the shit out of the picture.
Yeah. She looks like a real estate agent. I could take her.
She absolutely does look like a real estate agent.
Alan, if you were here, I would show you, but just imagine a real estate agent, and that's Wendy.
Just put it in the Discord.
Yeah, but...
Wait, make John put it in the Discord.
Okay, alright. I don't have the computer, like, on my lap. Right.
It's on the ground, Alan.
Yeah, we have to yell.
I'm not doing extra work here.
Just Google Wendy from Wendy's, and then it'll pop
because,
up.
No, because then I'm doing extra work here.
Yeah, you're the president. If you want to be the president, you got to put in the work.
President's most important job is to give other people jobs. Okay, John, your job is to.
You've got to delegate. Yeah, but you're not president yet, so that means you got to do more work. You could delegate when you're president. I'll do whatever work you assign me, Mr. President. But you're not there yet,
Mr. President. What's your number 8?
My number 8, hold on, my phone timed out because we spent so long talking about. Oh, yeah, I've seen this woman, this imposter.
You've seen that woman in commercials?
Yeah, because she just looks like every other white woman with brown hair in their middle age.
Yeah,
when they're wearing a blazer.
I've seen her on a billboard, absolutely selling houses.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
Okay, my number 8. No, wait, you got me distracted. The Gerber baby is absolutely Ann Turner Cook. She's 95.
You could
I could kick the shit out of her.
You could kick the shit out of Ann Turner Cook, absolutely. Okay.
A 6-year-old, doesn't matter. 6-month-old is a baby. It's probably a 6-month-old.
My number 8 is Gidget the Taco Bell Chihuahua. I don't condone animal abuse.
You could literally kick the shit out of this.
Yeah, but dog. I would. In this instance, I would finally be able to punt. You know, so, punting something is the best way to kick the shit out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Taco Bell punt stole dog. That from two dudes. The Yokiero Taco Bell dog. Gidget, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they Gidget had to pay like millions of dollars.
That seems worth it because now everybody associates Taco Bell.
It was a loss leader. Like, they lost money on the deal.
I guess, but I mean, everybody knows it now, so.
That dog's they did dead too.
Very good marketing on it.
They killed that dog.
Did they just kick the shit out of it?
Like, we want punt
to? I'm pretty sure
I'm sure Alan could absolutely kick the shit out of his dead dog.
100%.
Do I have to?
Yeah, maybe.
Or do I just show up and they're like, all right, you showed up, you won. Well done.
Yeah. You have to dig it out.
Yeah, that is the hard part, right? You gotta dig up the corpse so you can kick it.
Mm-hmm.
Gross. What's your number 8, John?
It's Alan's best friend, Mr. Quaker himself.
Hey, that's my number 8 too, Quaker Man.
I can absolutely kick the shit out of Quaker Man. This is just some old man with a shitty tricorn hat.
Eating oatmeal,
trying to be like, we're just going to make people walk to figure out how big Pennsylvania is. And then when he dies, when I kick the shit out of him, his son is going to be like, no, we're going to get the fastest runners so we can make Pennsylvania bigger. You have no idea what I'm talking about.
I hate that you've got Quaker Man facts right now.
I know, that's what I was thinking. Why? You can't use that. You're not supposed to know your opponent this well before you go into a fight.
So like the Quakers.
I don't give a fuck. No, I'm gonna talk about the fucking Quakers.
If any of you don't care. I'm telling the listeners, you know. Okay. If you don't want to be a part of the listeners, that's fine.
The listeners came here to know about us beating the shit out of food mascots, Quaker history.
They want
to
know about my opponent, you know.
No, they don't. So, I don't want to know about my opponent.
I don't give a shit.
Number 8.
Fuck off. So, when the Quakers arrived in Pennsylvania, they made a deal with the Native Americans. They were like, hey, we'll pay you X amount of dollars, X amount of cents, and we'll have one person walk a distance, and that's how much land we're buying for this amount. And they're like, yeah, that's good. So they were like, cool. So Pennsylvania was like a third of the size. And then those people died off, and they're like, hey, actually, we're gonna revise this treaty. And they got the fastest people around to run for that amount of time.
They Forrest Gumped it.
Yeah, I was like,
these fucking white people are tricking Native Americans just to get more Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Pennsylvania's like one of the smallest states too.
No, it isn't.
No, it's not. No. It's not.
You're thinking like New Jersey and Maryland and Vermont. No, Pennsylvania's like decent size. It's like the size of Ohio and maybe a little smaller than Illinois and Indiana.
It's the long rectangular.
Fuck off. I knew you were gonna say it. I said fuck off as you said where.
Pennsylvania's in the tri-states, right? That's right over there. You would consider Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania's larger than New York.
It's over there, but it's like by Kentucky.
It's about the same size as Maine.
Nah, it's like adjacent to Michigan and next to Illinois.
Compared to like
Texas?
Texas and California, sure.
Yeah.
It's like only, I think it's only marginally smaller than Oregon.
Oregon's
tiny ass states.
Oregon's pretty fucking big.
Regardless,
West Coast.
It doesn't matter.
Much
yeah, it was like, hey, it's however long it takes this person to walk for 3 days. That's how much territory we get. And then they were like, no, we're gonna run for 3 whole days.
How do they know?
I don't know how long.
You could say, oh, I just added an extra however many.
Who are they paying for this land?
The Native Americans.
The Native Americans be like, fucking brother, what the hell are you talking about? I guess? Yeah, go for it, run.
Steven, what's your number 8?
Number 8.
That guy's not very cool.
I didn't have the Pillsbury Doughboy on my list because how I imagined is that his body, since it's dough, it can never be injured. It's like SpongeBob when you're punching him.
I'm just gonna
squish him and doing absolutely nothing. Like you step on him and he just like conforms back into Pillsbury Doughboy. He can never be defeated.
I'm gonna take my shoes off. I'm gonna squish my feet in him.
Yeah, but it's not hurting him.
No, but it's, I mean,
like,
it's hurting him in other ways.
This is going to kill you by exhaustion, because he cannot die.
What if you baked him? Because he's laughing.
You could bake him, but that's not part of the fight. The fight is fist fighting.
What if we're fist fighting?
Bake him, and then you beat him up.
He doesn't beat me ever.
So he's just going to be like, okay, let's make it even more of a fair fight. Just stick me in the oven for a little bit.
No. You beat him up, you squish him, and he hasn't, like, reformed yet, right? And then you pick him up and you throw him in the oven. And then you just hold the door shut. He's not strong enough to open up that door.
Where are we fighting the Pillsbury Doughboy?
Wherever, it doesn't matter.
In an arena.
Yeah.
He's not strong enough. You can't just like summon an oven? You don't have that as your magical power, Steven?
I don't have a magical power.
There's no magic power. It's a fist fight.
It's just us and fists.
Be Pillsbury Doughboy.
That's
sorry.
What I'm saying. It's like the SpongeBob and Flats episode where Flats is just punching him over and over again, and it's not hurting SpongeBob because he's squishy.
He's doing it out of anger. I'm doing it out of something else.
What are you doing it
for
out
the
of?
For the podcast.
For the podcast?
I'm doing it out of something else.
See, so the will of the podcast is keeping you from exhaustion while you're trying to beat up the Pillsbury.
I'm aware of like a sock.
That's fine, but you're not defeating him.
There's an image.
To the death.
What if my enemy is broken morally? Does that count?
A person putting on a fleshlight like a sock? And that is what?
That's not how I imagine fleshlights to be like flexible enough for that.
It's very stretchy.
Yeah, but I thought they still had like an outer shell. I mean, I wouldn't know either, right?
The picture I've seen on the internet with somebody's foot in a fleshlight would tell me otherwise.
Why would he?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Aren't those expensive, too? Like, do you really want to be, like...
I couldn't tell you.
Unless you're into that. Unless that is your sexual gratification, is putting, like...
A fleshlight on your foot?
Fleshlight socks on.
You got it. You know, I'm not going to get someone's yum.
Number 7, Alan.
Okay. Hear me out on this one, team. It's Jack from Jack in the Box. I just think I can take him.
That's too low.
Yeah, that's fine.
Too low.
All you have to do is punch him in the head so he falls over and then he can't get back up.
Stupid head.
What do you mean too low? I didn't know how to...
That's just like a normal man.
Yeah.
With a giant...
With a fucking thing on his head.
And he'd be really easy to hit in the face because his face is huge.
What if he's buff?
He's not buff.
He's fucking Jack in the Box all day. Wait,
have you seen him
did you say he's Jack in the Box all day?
No, he eats Jack in the Box all day.
Oh, he eats. Okay.
You don't know that.
I was thinking he's Jack in the Box.
Just because he's the sponsor doesn't mean he's fucking Jared from Subway.
Absolutely.
He's not eating Subway 3 days a week. You know, 3 days a day, 3 times a day, 7 days a week.
His only advantage is that he's like 6 feet. He's like 7 feet tall. He's probably got
yeah, I'm sure,
crazy.
I don't know if he's 7 feet tall, but he is very tall.
I mean, he is with that head.
He is with that head, yeah.
Big head. Man, he's just, he's very top heavy. I think you could take him.
So,
if you can get him on the ground.
Noise.
Knock him over.
When you wallop him.
Yeah, I think if you, can knock him on the ground, you got him. Because I just don't see him getting back up.
No, you got Jack. I got you.
No, thank you, Steven. I got Jack for sure. How tall is Jack from Jack in the Box?
I don't know, but I know he has a family from the last episode.
Oh, yeah, you piss all over his family after you went through.
Not beating him up because he has a family is... He's 6'8". Oh, my God.
God damn.
He's very tall.
I mean, that's fine.
He's much taller than I am.
I can take him.
He's
over a foot taller than I am.
Because you're right. He's top heavy.
Yeah.
You a big boy.
John, what's your number 7?
I'm going to stick my hand in him like he's a civil rights sign. It's the fucking hamburger helper hand.
What is with... Why do you have these awful segues today? First you talk about gay people and you say twinks. And then now... Oh, I just can't get over this, John. Oh my God. You need to slow down.
It's a song quote, Liz.
Yeah, but like your segues still are just...
It's a Kanye quote.
They're very disrespectful to large swaths of the population.
They are.
Is it?
Very well, first of all, if you're quoting
how
Kanye,
many, how many people are hands, Alan? How many Americans are hands?
No, it was the civil rights sign thing.
Yeah.
That's really fun, though.
I'm just saying you're alienating
not,
a lot of voting
right
blocks
right
now, and
Jews.
I need you to calm down.
Okay, let's just stop.
I'm not being
while we're ahead. Let's stop.
It wasn't.
While we're ahead.
I know.
He said, well, at least I'm not Kanye. That shouldn't be the bar, John.
I know, that's a really easy bar to step over.
Why do you think you can beat up the hamburger helper hand?
It's a glove.
It's a fucking glove!
It's a mitt.
The only thing that has...
How are you gonna beat up
the only thing that's cool about him is he just, like, randomly appears in people's houses. you got, like, some, like, mom who's like, oh no! Little Johnny brought his friend over. I don't have enough food for everybody. And the hamburger helper hand just poofs into your house and like, wait, I can help you. And then it just
hamburger helper.
Got hamburger helper.
Than Santa. He's the all year.
And then
he's
so
the all year dad.
Basically,
not the
what
dad.
Needs to happen is I just need to have this conundrum. Oh no, I have 8 people came over for Thanksgiving. What am I gonna do? He poofs into my house, and then we just wail on him. It's very easy.
Me and the boys.
Why?
Hamburger helper hand.
Poor hamburger helper hand. He's just here for a helping hand, and you're just going to beat the shit out of him. I feel bad for him.
Hamburger helper man can teleport? You're fucked. Game over. You lost that fight. Sorry,
that is true. That is true. If he can teleport, that's rough.
He loses to the Arby's glove.
What's the Arby's
club? No.
It's the hamburger helper, but for Arby's?
Arby's oven mitt way derpier. I think you could take Arby's before you could take hamburger helper.
A hamburger helper club mitt?
I've never seen the Arby's oven mitt in my life.
Yeah.
Until right now.
Yeah. He didn't make the list.
It's pretty good.
He didn't make the list.
He's just named oven mitt.
Yeah, he's awful. Truly horrific.
Okay. But Oven Mitt doesn't feel pain because his job is Jesus Christ. I just saw a picture.
We have the meat. Well, how did we go from Oven Mitt to we have the meat?
Who knows?
We have
brother.
The meat.
Who knows?
They own Buffalo Wild
Wings.
I don't know what else they own, but
Arby's owns Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, they've owned it for like 8 years.
They're both trash. It makes sense.
Or
that feels
like
backwards.
Years, 5 years.
That feels way backwards.
Arby's has a lot of money, apparently.
Yeah, but I would.
They were
think,
yeah,
well,
they were wildly
would
successful
go to Arby's
for
just
decades.
To get cheese sticks. I have no idea why you'd get cheese sticks from a fucking fast food restaurant, but like that's a decision he made, and then made it into a sentence and said that the fucking claim.
My,
absolutely crazy.
My number 7, it's the Keebler elves. Fuck them elves.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck them elves. Fuck their tree.
You kicked the shit out of the Keebler elves.
Yeah, I believe
they
you.
Ain't
because they're whitewashing the Smurfs, man.
Yeah, but they also, like...
They're the worst.
I feel like they're so focused on their job, they have no personality, so I feel like they're not creative enough to, like, come up with ways to fight me back. They're not as smart as the gnomes. Like, gnomes can be creative, even if it's shitty creativity, it's still creativity. I don't think the Keebler elves are that creative.
A Keebler elf couldn't paint a picture.
No,
look,
they could.
Look, I think the gnomes.
They couldn't even stack on top of each other to be tall enough to fight me.
No, they wouldn't even put on a trench coat. No. Trying to sneak into a movie theater.
Nope, not at all. My number 7 is Mr. Peanut. That dandy ass. I kick the shit out of him.
Kick the fuck out of Mr. Peanut.
That dude.
He turned into a baby. He died and then came back to life because they're like, we killed Mr. Peanut.
We're like, he's a fucking immortal jellyfish.
Fucking Mr. Peanut.
Mr. Peanut is a phoenix.
So, is baby.
That's what I was going to say,
is
but.
Baby Mr. Peanut Butter. Or baby Mr. Peanut. I'm sorry. Is baby Mr. Peanut also a. Fuck. What's that called? The black people who sold out black people. Into slavery.
I don't know what you're talking about.
A one-eyed Willie?
He's like selling peanuts, right?
Hey, so, Willie?
Yeah.
He might be.
He's a one-eyed Willie, yeah. Is baby Mr. Peanut a one-eyed Willie?
No, that was a thing.
I think so, yeah.
He's selling his own kind.
I think it's a one-eyed situation Willy, yeah. Because he's not the old Mr. Peanut. He's a new baby Mr.
Or
Peanut.
If he's selling peanuts...
What a baby.
And he's sentient, but the other peanuts aren't? Like, is that like... Like, that's, like, super fucked up, right?
Yeah, like, what if Goofy was, like, fucking selling dogs? That was his job. That was his occupation. I'm a dog breeder. That'd be fucked up.
He was a dog breeder. He has Max.
That's fuck off.
That's his son.
He had sex. That's not a dog breeder.
He's not selling his son, though.
His son's
if
like
I have
really...
a child, my parents are human breeders. They just had kids.
They have 3 kids. They're breeders.
Not selling them, though.
Yeah, they didn't sell them.
Not that you know. You didn't get paid. My number 6.
What is this episode?
Who knows? My number 6 is the Trix Rabbit. Again.
Nah.
Wait,
more
did
things
you skip
that...
me?
Yeah, I did.
No, you skipped me.
More things that
you skipped everybody.
Of.
You skipped everybody.
Trix?
Wait, no I didn't.
Yeah,
Alan is gone.
No, you just said...
Oh, what the hell?
You literally just gave us the peanut.
No, I gave the peanut. Yeah, I'm the last for number 7.
I did skip, sorry.
But you skipped everybody. Whatever, skip everybody. We're all here
right.
Now.
Trix Rabbit.
Trix Rabbit.
He's crazy. Yep, okay. Get the shit out of him, easy peasy.
No. This man is so cracked out, I don't think you could.
It's a rabbit.
I don't think you could.
Well, and another thing, he's a rabbit, he's really fast. Like, you're not thinking about...
I just think he gets bamboozled so much, he's got so much built up anger.
He gets bamboozled by children.
No,
yeah,
he's for sure an idiot.
He's building up this aggression for your fight. He is Rocky, but like with disappointment as his training.
Yeah,
and
he's
then
Rocky, but
he knows every move that you could throw at him because of these kids.
He's Rocky, but
he's also hella fast.
And not smart enough to
he is pretty, defeat pretty me. Fucking fast.
As a person who's actually chased a rabbit before, like, he's going to be fucking
fast.
Why
are you chasing rabbits?
Yeah, why were you chasing rabbits?
I thought it would be fun. I was like, I'm going to catch one.
Was it?
For a little bit. And then you realize how outmatched you are, and you're like, damn, no, this isn't happening.
I lived with somebody who decided to take a rabbit that wandered into our yard and keep it as a pet. So it just shit all over her bedroom.
That makes sense. Yeah, that's what rabbits do.
And chewed on all of her shit for like a solid week. And then she was like, oh, I don't care about you anymore. And then just set it back outside.
My sister had rabbits.
And I was like, this is exactly how I expected it to end up. And it was really gross.
Yeah.
Because they don't give a fuck. They'll piss and shit on your bed. Like, it's nothing.
Alan?
You gotta piss. What are we doing? Number 6? Number 6 is happening now. My number 6 is Liz's number 7. It's Mr. Peanut / the baby peanut. I think I could take both of them at the same time, both generations.
Yeah.
It's the same guy, so you only have to do one.
Or like, what if it's like a boss fight where...
And then the old Mr. Peanut would go away.
Yeah, no, it's round 2. It's round 2.
Yeah, it's a boss fight.
You fight Mr. Peanut, and then you think the battle's over, but then you have baby peanut that has twice the health bar.
Yeah.
But it's
a baby, so it's easier.
No.
Just wailing on it for a little bit longer.
It's a baby. But it's rejuvenated. It's Mr. Peanut and all of his wisdom, as well as a new improved body. No more ailments for Mr. Peanut.
I don't know if it's improved. Have you ever seen a baby? They're like us, but bad at everything.
But that's only because they have no memory of, like, being an adult. Like, if you have a baby who has that flexibility that they do, you know, because their ligaments are super flexible, and then you've got bones that aren't set yet. So if you break a bone, it's like, you just twist it back where the way it was. It's no big deal.
Soft spot in his baby.
But if you, as a baby, had the memories of an adult, you would be unstoppable, because you're not learning coordination, you have coordination.
I don't even think newborn babies can see.
You can't hold your head up, you're not strong enough.
Yeah,
just because you're not lacking coordination, you're lacking body strength.
For the
first week.
Are you
like literally out of the vagina, boom, fighting this Mr. Peanut Baby? Yeah.
No, I'm a grown-ass man fighting Peanut Baby.
Peanut Baby.
I don't have two forms. This is it.
I'm just kicking the shit out of this peanut child. Yeah, no.
I'm just playing devil's advocate. I think I also can beat Mr. Peanut, so we're all good.
He's my number five, so.
John, what's your number six?
It's Mr. Delicious. Alan's number one from the coolest fucking
Rats guy?
Yeah.
Oh, man. He's, like, depressed. Like, you don't have to fight him.
He's super depressed.
Yeah, man who's, like, got a vasectomy and is trying to sell these shitty fucking deals.
Mr. Delicious went to Rex after his successful vasectomy.
He's like a roast beef salesman. It's
Arby's, but it's in, like, the 1970s or something.
Yeah.
Arby's, but with a salad bar. Okay, let's not undersell the salad bar.
Vasectomy or no vasectomy, you could beat the shit out of this guy.
Yeah, what? Vasectomy doesn't change how strong you are,
no matter.
Yeah, but I just mean, like, you know, you're a little tender after you had a vasectomy, so.
Snip, snap, snip, snap.
Snip, snap, snip, snap. My number six is Buzz the Bee. Purely because he's a bee. So if he tries to sting me,
he dies.
That's it. Game over. Yeah.
Like, it's like one hit, you're done.
You can do honey. I just go out,
but he fucking dies. So his one defense for himself, his one attack, is his own demise. So I could definitely take
him. But I think he's gonna demoralize you, because what's gonna happen is he's gonna leave the hive. He's gonna be voiced by Jerry Seinfeld, right? And then he's gonna steal your woman.
You think? And then,
And then
you're going that way, not the "I'm gonna fall in love with him" thing.
No, you're not gonna fall in love. With him. He's gonna steal your woman. She's gonna fall in love with him. You're gonna be demoralized. You're like, "What the fuck? How the fuck did you leave me, normal flesh and blood person, for a goddamn bee?
Getting gaslit by a bee?"
And then he's gonna gaslight you, and then he's gonna sue fucking Sting from the police.
Hold on, take
all the honey. And then you're going to be so demoralized that you're just going to die on the spot.
Hold on, back up. Did Barry B. Benson gaslight that woman from that movie?
No, he gaslit the guy.
He gaslit the dude.
Because he's like, "I can't believe you're hanging out with this bee." And the two of them are just like, "What are you talking about? Like, just treat me like a normal person, you fucking asshole." Yeah. And he's like, but you're a bee. And, like, they're just gaslighting this man because it's a fucking bee, and they're trying to treat him like a person.
Okay, second question. Can he do, like, honey magic with the honeycomb wand?
No.
He's never done magic?
He can't. It's a fist fight. No magic.
No wand.
No wand.
But Lucky got his fucking marshmallows, so I thought get their props.
Lucky didn't get shit.
No. Lucky as a leprechaun. He's small. He's fast. Magic.
I'm stopping the shit.
He just has magic. That's fine. Anyway, I could kick the shit out of Buzz. No problem.
No, he's got a wand or no wand. Take your woman.
No. That takes time.
Far too much time. He's gonna get walloped.
And I've got a lot of,
pizzazz.
I don't know what the word is. Yeah.
Moxie. She's got Moxie.
I got Moxie. I got a wall built up. You can't gaslight me.
Sure.
All right, Alan, back to you, number five.
All right. My number five. And again, I tried to pick food mascots that deserved it. is the Tootsie Pop Owl. He knows what he did.
And, he's a bitch. He
must be stopped. Yeah.
He's gluttonous.
Stop.
No, he's a monster.
Also, he stole that kid's Tootsie Pop.
You stole it? Yeah. Stole that fucking kid's Tootsie Pop.
I was going to say Tootsie Roll, but it's a Tootsie Pop.
No, that guy can fly. I can't beat him.
He's an old-ass owl.
He's a bird. You can't beat a
bird. It's a bird. You can beat a bird.
I can beat a bird.
He flies away from me, right? And then I'm like...
Again, you're not...
I climb up the tree. I climb up the tree.
It's so easy. It's so easy. You just lure him in with a Tootsie Pop.
So, actually punching
this
a bird...
This man is going to eat it.
Here's my argument against it. That man goes 1, 2, 3, and then bites the shit out of that Tootsie Pop and it's gone.
Yeah.
That's a fucking strong ass beak.
You do that too, John. Have you ever tried to? You do that too, John.
No.
You bite the shit out of things like that.
Three bites?
You think you can't beat an owl? Are you kidding me?
I can't do that in three bites. You're gonna break your goddamn teeth.
Not three bites. It's one bite.
What?
He licks it twice and then he bites it.
Yeah.
It's one bite.
Sure.
Bite, yeah.
There's no way that you can open up a goddamn Tootsie Pop, go lick it twice, and then crunch and it's all gone, right? So that thing's teeth are so goddamn strong.
It's a beak.
A beak, that's what I mean.
I think they also do have teeth.
Okay, okay, but hear me out on this one.
They have, like, the meat eaters in the beak. They're meat eaters, John. I swear.
No,
they swallow it. They just swallow it and then they throw it.
I will swallow their food
bowl,
yeah.
Yeah, owl pellets.
Yeah, we dissect, so I dissect
some. I did in, like, fourth grade or fifth grade or something, yeah.
Okay, hold on. Hear me out on this one, guys. Hear me out on this one. Birds. Mm-hmm. Their bones are good at resisting, like, torsion, but not impact. So you punch a bird once, you basically got
it. Yeah, it's going down. It's going to explode. You see what fucking the big unit did to that bird? It's easy peasy.
Yeah. Randy Johnson fucking threw a baseball at that bird and it fucking pooped and out of existence.
It's literally disintegrated.
It was great.
Yeah, so I'm just going to do that to the Tootsie Pop Owl and he's going to deserve it. No moral quandaries.
Okay, my number five is Chester Entertainment Cheese.
You mean Charles?
Sorry. I thought you were going to say Charles Cheetah and I was like, hell no.
It's Charles Entertainment Cheese.
All of my good ones are getting taken. All of these ones that I had were just like, way up there because they're so good.
Like, the man's middle name is Entertainment.
Yeah, he's a lame.
But he's just an orphan. The dude's literally Stuart Little but big, and his name is Charles Entertainment Cheese. I could absolutely kick the shit out of him.
That was great.
No, I don't know. Picked. I don't know, man.
He didn't get picked. I'm sure this idiot was the last goddamn child, and they're like, I'm sorry, Charles, we're shutting down the orphanage. And he's like, but I haven't even understood what E means.
And then he wanders around
the streets, and he's like, man, this arcade's pretty cool. I guess it's going to be entertainment.
I can do that.
He's a self-made man. I don't know what to tell you.
I can still kick the shit out of him.
Him and his hillbilly band.
See, that's the
band.
Thing.
He's like 6 feet tall,
right?
I don't
think of myself as like a super like strong man, whatever. I could probably kick the shit out of any quote-unquote self-made men. Jeff Bezos, I could kick the shit out of Jeff Bezos.
That man is...
Jeff Bezos is shredded.
He's shredded, like Elon Musk.
Jeff Bezos actually shredded?
He's shredded.
He's like actually...
Have you seen him when they take pictures of like celebrities on their yachts and shit? So he's like shirtless and you can see he's ripped.
He's shredded. Elon Musk, nah, you kick the fuck out of him.
Yeah,
you kick the fuck out of Bill Gates. Kick the fuck out of Warren Buffett. Kick the shit out of...
You can't do Steve Jobs because he's dead. He had cancer.
Yeah.
I kick the shit out of Steve Jobs. Dig up fucking Steve Jobs.
Jesus.
Kick him in the face.
Kick him in the face. I mean, he's already dead. I don't really know how you will quantify beating him up.
I break his skull.
Have you given us your number five?
No, my number... No, I'm last. You go.
Mine is Peanut. I said that.
Oh. And yours was John? Number five?
Charles Entertainment Cheese.
My number five is Count Chocula. He's just such a bitch of a vampire.
He really is.
Like
the Count's way better.
The Count is way better. He's still a bitch of a vampire. Yeah. Yeah. But like Count Chocula is just like the scrawny little.
He's a lame.
Yeah,
he's
so
still
lame.
A vampire, right? Like.
Yeah, but what's he gonna do? Turn me into chocolate?
Not. Die? Don't you have to like stake him in the heart?
I could do
fight
that.
In the sun.
Yeah, I'll just go outside.
Well, obviously.
Easy peasy.
We're in the arena anyway. Like, this is...
Look, vampire lore, there are so many different rules on how to kill a vampire. It really just depends. I don't know how you would kill Count Chocula, because I don't know what kind of vampire he is.
Okay, look, either it's classic rules or it's Skyrim rules. If it's Skyrim rules, you're fucked. If it's classic rules, you're fucked. You're not winning this fight. Fist.
Or break your own arm and then turn it into a stake and then stab him with
that. I mean, all I have to do is put garlic in my pockets, if we're going by traditional rules, and then I have a steak. Yeah, it doesn't take much.
Eat a bunch of garlic before the match.
Just breathe in his face. And then he'll, like, stay away enough for me to, like, you know, I'll just, like, vampires don't, like, what? Holy water? Sure.
Yeah, holy water. Garlic.
Yeah.
Jesus pieces.
Jesus pieces, yeah. I'll just take brass knuckles and carve, like, crosses in them and just, like, punch the fuck out of them.
What do you think a Jesus pieces would taste like? Given that...
It's those little communion wafers, yeah.
From communion.
It's a communion wafer and what? Wine?
No,
so
it's
bread
just,
and
it's
wine
just,
as
got,
little
like,
chocolate candies?
Juice in it?
Little candies? Gushers and, like, wafers? That sounds awful.
Bread gushers?
Yeah, Jesus pieces is just a wafer gusher.
That makes Jesus a food mascot? You guys think you could kick the shit out of Jesus?
No.
There's no way.
No.
Actually, no, wait, no. You totally can. Because he will not fight you.
I don't think that's true.
I also don't think that's true. I think Jesus would absolutely throw hands if you're just like, I bet your dad's not actually God. He's like, what the fuck did you say? And he puts,
I bet you're not, I'm not even.
He's so goddamn thoughts.
No,
I think we should leave it at that.
I bet your dad's not my dad. Who's your dad? He's his own dad. He's his own dad. And
no, he's just part of his dad. It's different.
Yeah, but he's a part of his own dad who's watching over him.
No, his dad's not watching over him. He literally just said, all right, fuck it. We'll see what happens. Teach you a lesson, teach everybody a lesson. And then, did we learn a lesson? I don't know, brother. But the lesson still remains because...
Hell yeah. Lesson, dog.
You kick the shit out of Jesus, God will just be like, you're learning. We're number four, Alan. Go ahead.
Okay, again, morally justified in every single way. My number four is Colonel Sanders. He's old.
Know.
He's racist.
Yeah, he's a lame.
He's a lame. Yeah, I'd kick the shit out of Colonel Sanders.
He was also a nice arm. He wasn't even a colonel. He was a mule tender.
I think he deserves it, but I don't know if he could kick the shit out. I feel like Colonel Sanders has, like, secret...
He's just an old man who used to shoot a gun. You can absolutely keep the shit out of
him. He's not
colonel
even a colonel.
Sanders
that's stolen valor.
Of Jeff Bezos.
Not,
I feel
yeah,
like
he's
underneath
valor.
He's secretly ripped.
He couldn't even become fucking governor or whatever of Kentucky.
The fuck are you... Did he run for governor?
Yeah.
That's insane.
I think it was governor. It was either governor or senator.
What a lame. No. Fuck Colonel Sanders. You could absolutely kick the shit out of him, Alan.
I could kick the shit out of him, yeah. And I would.
Colonel Sanders ran for senator.
You remember Senate?
I think he was off by like...
A shit ton?
Like 12 votes.
Oh, wow. I mean, Herschel Walker just won Georgia, so...
Did he actually?
I don't know. I think it's going to runoff.
It
but
is.
Still,
yeah.
I was about to say, oh no.
It's very funny. My number four is Jack in the Box. Again, we talked about it.
Wait.
I'm bopping in his head.
Why are you skipping everybody?
No, he
you
did.
Skipping
no,
me?
We're not.
You skipped me.
For number four?
Yeah. My number five was Chester or Charles
yeah.
Entertainment
Alan
Cheese.
Alan went, I went.
Yeah, but I've been going second all this time.
No.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You're lying.
You were trying, but this kept happening, so.
Nope.
What?
Go. What's your number four?
No, I'm going last now. It's your turn.
Okay.
No, go.
Go,
no.
Liz. Mm-mm. Liz, what's your number
That's
four?
That's fine. My number four is the Taco Bell Chihuahua. Pun
Legit.
That bitch.
Hell yeah.
Pun that bitch. Also, Gidget. Chihuahua's worst dog.
Gidget's a horrible name for a
dog. I would agree, yes.
Terrible name for a dog.
They're aggressive, just like the shits you get from Taco Bell.
And a little.
You know how everyone's like.
This one is Chester. Is Chester the cheetah?
You have.
No.
So here's the thing.
Why is it so high up, John? There's no way. There's no way.
So it's cool. It's cool because he's a cheetah, right? Like, that's why it's cool. But this dude is obviously a drug addict. Like, there's no way this dude is not doing either heroin or cocaine.
This dude is doing a copious amount of
life-ruining drugs.
No, those drugs are so different from each other, John. You can't say, like, oh, he could be doing this or could be doing this.
Yeah, he's a drug addict.
He's 100%.
He's 100% a drug addict.
But he's, like, smoking weed. He is not doing life-ruining drugs.
He's smoking weed in addition to all the right life-ruining drugs.
He's, like, super thin and wispy and
weird. Yeah, no, that dude is
because he's a fucking cheetah. Have you seen a cheetah? They are thin and wispy.
He's wispier. His head's real big. He's dumb. He talks all funny. He got those puffed up things. He's talking to the bank teller. I don't like the Chester. Not a fan of Chester Cheetah.
Chester's just fucking high. And you're going out here saying he's either on heroin or cocaine, which are two. One makes you want to fall asleep. Makes you want to go lift a car off of a child.
Here's the thing. I don't know enough about Chester Cheetah to know which life-ruining drug he's doing.
Well, which is he? Is he literally cracked out?
Let me answer the fucking question that you just set up for me.
You just said, I don't know.
Like, you set up this hypothetical, and then I'm starting to talk, and you interrupted me every single time.
Because I already know the answer. It's wrong.
The fuck off.
It's meth.
I'm done talking.
He's on meth. Are we on... Who's turn?
Hold on.
No, number three.
This is number three, Alan.
Liz went. John went. Alan, number three.
I was just going to ask a simple question here. And it was, John, have you ever fought a drug addict?
I've never fought anybody.
Oh, okay. Well, fighting drug addicts, not fun. First of all, they're motivated.
You would know if you were fighting somebody on heroin versus cocaine.
Well, no, they're not on drugs when you fight them. They want the drug. They're jonesing. They're fiending. No. And that's why they're willing to kick your shit in.
Someone who does heroin versus somebody who does cocaine, there's a difference.
Rob Ford, mayor of Canada, was fat on crack cocaine, so.
Mayor of Canada.
Well, whatever he was. He was prime minister.
Justin Trudeau?
Nah, he didn't do blackface. He was smoking crack. He died.
Okay.
Recently.
The president?
They don't have a president. Prime minister?
They have a president?
Is it Justin Trudeau not the president of Canada?
He's the prime minister.
But they might also have a president, because sometimes you can have both.
They don't.
Because he's been prime minister for, like, at least 4 years now, right?
Yeah.
A bit.
All right, number three. Let's go, Alan. You got this.
Sorry, I was looking up the government structure of Canada. All of the M&Ms at once.
Every single one of them?
Every single one of them. All of them at once.
Sure?
Okay, yeah.
I feel like some of those are on drugs, and those could be feisty.
They're idiots. Every single one of them, I could kick the shit out of them. No problem.
You're kicking the shit out of a little dumb M&M. Absolutely. You're gonna wear them like a hat.
No, that's a little fucked up. But what? I mean, whatever I got to do to win, but like that's a little fucked up.
You break them open and then you just pull it out and you put them on like a hat.
You could just.
Is Alan a berserker?
Or you rip the almond out of that one?
I mean, the chocolate. It's a chocolate shell, so you could just carry it around and like break off pieces and like eat them like chips.
Eat it in front of me. I mean, yeah.
No, I like the idea of reaching in its chest and just pulling out the almond.
Or the pretzel.
I don't think the pretzel would come out like all at once. It would break upon
peanut,
exit.
Nah, the peanut M&Ms are better than pretzel M&Ms.
No, I would say M&Ms for M&Ms, they are. They are. Just because
pretzel M&Ms there's not are enough really, in there. Really good. Peanut M&Ms though, brother.
Yeah, peanut M&Ms are probably the best.
Me as an M&M is a pretzel M&M.
I know. My sister needs to send me those goddamn magnets.
I could beat the shit out of John as an M&M.
Absolutely.
Yeah, if I'm only three feet tall, I'm sorry. If I'm almost 3 feet tall.
There you go. I'm glad you clarified. There is more. You as an M&M is closer to you as you than you are to Jack in the Box.
Yeah.
No. You really did no. all that work.
If Jack in the Box is 6'8" and the M&M is 3 feet, then I'm closer to Jack in the Box than I am to the M&M.
Damn, barely.
No, it's a whole foot. It's a whole foot.
What are you?
I'm almost 5'6".
You're almost 5'6".
So that's so a foot two. That's a foot 2 inches.
A foot and 2 inches
versus
14 inches
versus 2.5 feet.
2.5 feet. Okay, sure.
A, you're right. That's a decent. That's,
you're right.
That's twice as much of a difference.
You're two M&Ms. Two M&Ms.
I'm a cow. I'm almost two M&Ms. If they're 3 feet, if they're almost 3 feet, then I'm almost two of them.
I'm almost two M&Ms. Is such a fucking sad sentence.
John, what's your number three?
What's your number three?
It's the Hamburglar. I thought about
it. I have a different. I have a different.
Is it fucking. Is it Grimace?
I have. We'll see.
Or is it Ronald McDonald?
We'll see. I have a different.
Regardless. Hamburglar, he's cool because he's like a burglar, right? Like,
yeah,
that's his occupation.
That's
he's a
cool.
robber. He's a burglar. He's like going into places, stealing all the hams, stealing mm-hmm. all them pigs.
He's also
but
a kid, isn't he?
He's the tubby fucking kid. Like, he's just a fat fucking kid. I'm absolutely kicking the shit out of this kid. And it's not close.
No. No. Absolutely not.
I don't
wailing on the Hamburglar for sure.
Just lure him in with a burger.
Mm-hmm. And then whop him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't condone beating children, but yeah, you
off.
Kick the shit out of
rip his mask
out of the Hamburglar
off first.
My
demoralize him.
My number three. Chef Boyardee.
I feel bad for that man.
No, that's a real Italian
I
man.
Feel like I feel
he's a
like,
real Italian man. He's going to really catch these hands.
I think you could take him, but I feel bad for the guy. He's just...
Did he have a tragic life? Was
no.
he robbed in any way?
Did I just make... don't think he deserves it.
All he ever did was...
Right.
Well, I mean, what has he done? He's just making shitty pasta for people.
I have him being the evil chef in Ratatouille. That is... Chef Boyardee is the rat people lost. Remy lost in Ratatouille.
What?
That is Chef Boyardee.
Chef Boyardee is Italian.
In. Yeah, Ratatouille is French.
They're the same country.
They're very different.
They're the same country.
Very different.
No, they're right next to each other.
They're not.
They're the same country.
It's a peninsula.
One looks like a boot. One got a big old pointy thing on it.
I just feel bad for this man. This man's just chilling.
Also, is Chef Boyardee Italian?
Yes.
Do we know this fact?
Yeah, yes.
I mean, he's got the Italian colors behind him, so.
And Linguini is French, not Italian? What is fucking, God, what's the dumb chef guy's name in Ratatouille?
Itori.
Chef Gusteau?
The mascot, Chef Boyardee, is based on Ettore Boyardee, Italian chef who opened a factory in the U.S. in 1928.
Yeah, he's in the U.S.
He's Italian-American.
Yeah.
He's a fucking...
Get fucked,
sure.
Steven.
Sure, you're right. He's still catching these hands. Liz?
My number three?
Your trace, please.
My number three is the Quiznos Sponge Monkeys.
You, yeah.
I would kick the ever-living fuck out of these sponge monkeys.
That's my number 11. Absolutely.
They already looked like they had the shit
so
kicked out of them.
Quiznos
They're
sponge
so
monkeys.
Stupid.
What the fuck is this?
go look up the commercial.
Yeah, the commercials are great.
What is
because
it?
Because they toast them.
Quiznos sponge monkeys. It's phonetic.
It really is.
Oh yeah, yeah. We talked about this before. I think it was on
yeah,
the other.
It was on my
other
list.
One.
Yeah, yeah. They're great.
Yeah, it'd be so easy. They already look like they're you know they're half.
They've already
alive.
Been kicked the shit out of.
Yeah,
yeah. They're my number 11 for sure. For sure.
Do they walk? Can they fly? What's going on here?
I don't know. We live. I don't know what
they wear. Pirate hats.
What is their locomotion? Sure.
They're wheeled around.
I think they just kind of like
exist.
Like you know how like when people copy paste things on like PowerPoint and you can like move them around.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the bounce that you can do with words on PowerPoint. Yeah, the transition. That's how they move.
I don't know. That sounds kind of hard to fight.
You're stomping it to death for sure.
This one's
why would that be hard
guitar.
To fight? They're just mice with googly eyes. Like, I can absolutely kick the shit out of sponge monkeys.
They don't have the guitar. Alan, you're number two, please. President. Mr. President, I should say. Are you going to get your doctorate? Are you going to be doctor, Mr. President?
Probably not, no.
How many presidents have been doctors?
I don't know. My number two, thanks for asking, is my new best friend, the Quaker Oats Old Man.
Sure.
He's old. He's Dutch. He walked across, what was it? Pennsylvania?
Pennsylvania.
New state. I also am a big fan of walking. I do quite a bit of walking, and I think I could outwalk him and then kick the shit out of him.
I cannot believe he tripped
would
all
you,
those
he didn't. No, would you walk across Pennsylvania with this man and then kick the shit out of him? That is very upsetting. That poor guy just wanted to go on a cross-country
trip. Yeah, he's just hanging out with you, walking, talking, and then you get to the end, you're like, all right, it's time.
It's time. Well, we reached the edge.
The destination.
What happened was we both knew that we'd have to fight each other. And we're just such good friends that it was like, hey, man, like, let's just walk. Let's just talk it out, you know, and then we'll clear the air, and then that's it. We throw hands. Whatever happens, happens. No hard feelings. We did what we had to do.
Sure.
It was respect. It's stoic.
Well, if I think I can kick the shit out of a Quaker Oat Man, I think you could. So, yeah, that's fair.
Also, how do you not know how many presidents have been doctors?
It's not like a normal, like, you could just lay that, hey, how many presidents were left-handed? I don't fucking know that. That's a random statistic.
I think we had them on our list.
We had Barack Obama.
Barack Obama.
But, like,
one.
I'm sure there are more.
Just one.
I'm sure there are more. But I don't know.
Only Barry.
Barry Santos.
Mm-hmm.
The first white Kenyan president.
Very specific.
Trivia master.
How many presidents were Presbyterian? I don't fucking know. I really don't know. I know that JFK was the first Catholic president.
I'm gonna say.
I know that Barack Obama was the first black president.
I'm gonna say zero were Presbyterian.
I don't know. I have no idea. Zero clue. My number two is the Colonel. He's cool because he's a ranking military member, but he's an old ass man, so I can absolutely kick the shit out of him. He couldn't even become senator. What a fucking loser.
He stole his valor, dude.
Yeah, stolen valor.
Do you do anything with ripping off his facial hair? Because I am very tempted. I think that's the first thing I go for.
Only,
is a little goatee.
The only thing, that says that maybe I couldn't beat up Colonel Sanders is he does have a dating sim where he is a very buff man. If it's Colonel Sanders, there's no way. I can't kick the shit out of that man. That man will fucking fry me up as a chicken.
Obliterated.
And I'm done. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no way. But if it's normal, normie ass, old ass Colonel Sanders,
Americanized Colonel
Sanders, we're kicking the shit out of him.
Not anime Colonel Sanders. Mine is Charles Entertainment Jeeves. Chuck. Again, you're just going to get it. It's rough being an orphan out there.
I feel like Chuck E. Cheese is like 6 feet tall.
I think.
Streets.
I think Chuck E. Cheese seems like he's on drugs more than
They're both on
Chester.
Drugs, but no, Chester is on more drugs.
Chester's on more
he's
drugs.
He's on multiple drugs at the same time.
I don't see it. I see Chuck E. Cheese as the drug addict.
Like
and
Jordan Belfort.
Chester Cheetah is just vibing. He's like hanging out outside of school offering doobies, but you got Chuck E. Cheese who's luring in kids and then literally handing out packages.
I think they're both
of crack to the parents in the bathroom.
He's definitely not doing that.
I think they're. Let's agree they're both bad, and never talk about Chester Cheetah ever again.
My number two is any of the Keebler elves.
Any of them? I don't think there's I don't think they get names.
But all of them?
The main one.
It's Top of Keebler.
I can do all of them at once. That's fine.
It's,
like I said, they're not that smart. I think even if they were like, yeah, let's work together, they wouldn't be able to. They just look like little toddlers running around.
What if they build like a
sub
cookie?
And then I could just like casually walk up to each one and kick them out of this tree. And it'd just be easy enough.
The Grand Keebler elf.
What if they build, like, a sharp cookie?
He'd be small anyway. He'd probably be, like, what? Like, a foot tall? So, just kick him out of the tree, easy peasy.
How sharp would the knife cookie have to be, Alan?
Like? I mean, as sharp as... I mean, they're small, so they could get the blade edge really, really small. You know what I mean?
What's the hardest cookie they make?
I only know the fudge cookie.
Yeah, I don't know. Like the
that's
soft
the
ones.
I can think of.
Yeah, they're all super soft.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they're like their brand already puts them at a disadvantage.
Yeah, they're too soft, too small, too soft.
Yeah, too moist.
Damn. Yeah, no, way you might you got them on this one.
It's a crunchy cookie, but it's
way
moist.
Too wet.
Yeah.
What's your number one, Alan?
My number one. Hold on. What's her name? Hold on. I'm sorry. Oh, God, where did I look it up? On my laptop or on my phone?
It's a she.
It is a woman. Or it's a dog.
It was on my laptop. Oh, no.
You don't know her name? She's your number one?
Well, I had it in a set.
She must have really deserved it.
I had it earlier, and then I started looking up the fucking sponge monkeys or whatever the fuck ever. It's the fucking Gerber baby. Ann Turner Cook. Yeah, I can beat the shit out of Ann Turner Cook. Again, I don't care if it's a boss fight where I have to fight her twice, where I have to fight her like old version first and then baby version.
And
or
her new version?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
She's 98.
Doesn't matter. I
is
got
she
her.
Still alive? She's not dead yet?
She's about to be.
You said it was 98.
She's about
to be. She's about to be, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that ass.
If this comes out and then the OG Gerber baby dies, that would be incredible.
We'll update you next time.
I'd do another
if she's
GSA.
Dead by next episode, we know who did it.
It was us. We the power of talking better.
My fellow Americans, I regret to inform you that Ann Turner Cook, the Gerber baby, has passed. She will be missed.
Lord.
My number one feels kind of like cheating, because it's only the coolest food mascot. It's the cool spot.
It's the cool spot.
God,
he's got cool in his cool is his first name.
Stupid fucking red dot. It's fucking Seven Up dot.
I don't know if you could fight this guy. He's like he's nebulous.
That's like fighting Flat Stanley.
I can kick the shit out of Flat Stanley.
How?
I mean,
what is your how are you prepared for this fight?
You punch straight through him.
Yeah, exactly. Poke a hole in his ass.
Poke straw. This is your straw.
Take his sunglasses off and wear his own sunglasses. Also, steal his shoes. Fuck Cool Spot. You can kick the shit out of Cool Spot. He a lame.
Yeah.
My number one's a taste bud. It's a Grimace. I mean, oh my
is that goodness. What Grimace is? He's a taste bud?
Yeah, he's a taste bud.
Are you fucking
he's
kidding me?
He's not
wait,
no, he's
my cuspid is
a
tooth.
Yeah,
sorry,
he's a
taste
tooth?
Bud. He's a taste bud. Yeah.
He's a big girl taste bud.
I can't believe he's a taste bud.
We talked about this last time.
I thought he was just a purple monster. I mean, that makes perfect sense. You got a clown, you got a burglar.
He's a taste bud.
You got a big purple
like,
monster.
Can he defend himself?
No.
Yes.
He doesn't have arms.
No, wait, I think he does.
If he has arms, they're real small. He's
got
like
they are small. Yeah, he's got dinosaur arms,
like...
yeah.
No,
he's got T-Rex arms.
Oh, he's using a selfie stick in this picture. So, you know. Oh, but it's his phone case has french fries.
Brother. Okay. He's getting whacked. I was like, he's a fucking taste bud.
He's a fucking taste bud. I can't get over that. How do you... You just pour salt on him, right? Salt him out like a slug.
I'm just gonna beat him with my fists.
I can't get over that. I mean, it's a fucking taste bud. That's fine. There's lots of ways to kill him. My number one. Supremo. We've already talked about it.
Supremo?
Supremo. It's the Arby's oven mitt.
Yeah.
His name is Supremo?
No, his name is not Supremo. It should be. That would be so funny. Can you imagine this derpy oven mitt named Supremo?
That's a horrible name.
I can't imagine that. Yeah, that actually...
I don't think he doesn't have a name. It's just oven mitt.
It's oven mitt. It's Arby's oven mitt.
It's Arby's oven mitt. And his face, he's like, I don't want to be here. You don't want to be here? I don't want to be here.
I don't think he knows where he is.
Yeah. It's just like... Why'd they have to do his eyebrows like that?
I don't know why they made him look so just perplexed. He doesn't know what's going on.
He doesn't know what's... He doesn't want to be here.
He doesn't know what's going on. He's just a glove.
I could get the shit out of that glove. I rip the shit. Like, that fabric just right in half.
Gone. It's over for him.
His eyebrows. Tear those off. Punch him in his open mouth.
He seems pretty confident, though.
Does he? He seems a little concerned. And also surprised. And also...
just confused.
Yeah, just mainly confused.
Yeah, you're right. I'm back to he doesn't know where he is.
He doesn't know where he is. Ever.
Are you coming back next week, Alan? So soon?
Am I? Let me check the list.
You is. You are indeed.
Oh, for...
Florida Man.
Oh, shit. Yeah, Florida Man.
Florida Man.
Florida Man headlines. With Alan. Yeah. President.
Well, yeah, my fellow Americans, catch me next week. Florida Man headlines. It's gonna be god awful because it's fucking Florida. But yeah,
if you're incredible. From Florida, why? Is my first question. And how does that make you feel? Is my second question.
Email us.
Yeah, just let us know.
Yeah, email us at thisiswhyyourewrong@yahoo.com. You can email us anything. Questions, concerns, comments. Talking about Florida.
Yeah, how did John's story about running across Pennsylvania like Forrest Gump make you feel?
How did it make you feel that we stole all that land from the Native Americans?
Yeah, well, I mean, Andrew Jackson made the Trail of Tears, and that's hard as fuck, so...
Dude. You know. Andrew Jackson definitely makes the cool rapist lists.
I don't think he raped.
Did he have slaves?
I don't think he did. I don't know.
I thought he did. That was like a thing.
If he had slaves, he Thomas raped.
And Andrew Jeff Jackson.
TJ
was a tyrant, so...
He was a tyrant.
Yeah, TJ...
I don't know.
He, of course, had slaves.
I don't know if he did.
Young Tommy J does not make the cool rapist list. He was just a fucking...
He was a rapist. He was just a
rapist. You know who...
He was a rapist. He was a dude who has a lot of sex.
No, you're thinking Benji Franklin. If it's a
slave, that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, you're thinking Benji Franklin.
Benji Franklin is
a syphilis man.
But he definitely had sex with a lot of women.
He fucked a lot of women.
That's how he got syphilis, yeah.
You
know who doesn't have syphilis and doesn't own slaves? It's future president Alan Stevens. Alan Stevens for president, 2036. I'm anti-slavery and anti-syphilis.
Hell yeah. We're gonna fix all the problems.
We're gonna fix
all the problems.
Thank you for listening to this episode. We already told you what you're listening to next week. We already told you the email. We've got a website at thisiswhyyourewrong.net. We've got Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. All This Is Why You're Wrong 1. You can tweet at us if you want to. I'll tweet at you back, but we're not really dealing with Twitter because Elon Musk is a man-child.
My bet. Twitter will not be around by Valentine's Day 2023.
We'll see.
That's my take.
I think it will, just in a different way.
Yeah. I think it's going to be Parler.
It's gone.
But owned by Elon Musk. But if you'd like to tweet at me, you can do so at double L's.
You can tweet at me at PHNOB1.
I don't have a Twitter. I was ahead of my time.
Yeah, you can't tweet at me. Don't tweet at me.
Unless it's at president. Is it U.S. president? At U.S. president? At the president?
I think it's POTUS.
That's stupid as shit.
I like POTUS.
It's the easy way to say president of the United States. I don't like FLOTUS. I think that's dumb.
Deuces.